Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news, and these are the headlines. Union Minister of State Mambhania asserts center's commitment to food security. Nagaland intensifies efforts to create awareness on benefits of smart metering and dispel misconceptions among consumers. Wokha District Administration signs MOU with Nectar Shillong on innovation, technology adoption and sustainable livelihood, and ECI to commence special intensive revision of electoral rules in 22 states and UTs, including Nagaland, from April. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Mambhania, today asserted the center's commitment to food security under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a reception at Padampukshi Public Ground in Chimagadima, she said free rations are being provided to over 80 crore beneficiaries nationwide, terming it the world's largest food security program. Praising Nagaland's natural beauty and rich culture, Ms. Mambhania expressed hope to introduce grain ATMs in the state, citing similar initiatives in Gujarat and in the constituency of Union Home Minister Amit Shah.
जी के जन्मदिन पर मेरी कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में एक एटीएम जिसका नाम है ग्रेन एटीएम हमने लगाया है। एटीएम से हमने यही सुना था कि ओनली पैसा निकालने के लिए एटीएम मशीन होता है, लेकिन ग्रेन एटीएम 24/7 अवर हमको रेशन मिलता है। ऐसा ग्रेन एटीएम हमारी कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में हमने लगाया है। और हमारे एचएम आदरणीय अमित भाई शाह जी ने अपनी कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में एक एटीएम लगाया है। मैं भी चाहती हूँ कि हमारा नागालैंड में भी एक ऐसा ग्रेन एटीएम हम लगाएंगे कि जहाँ से लोग 24/7 और अपना राशन निकाल सकते हैं। वन नेशन वन राशन कार्ड से
She noted that under the One Nation, One Ration Card scheme, migrant workers can access rations anywhere in the country. During her visit, she also inspected key welfare project sites and interacted with self-help groups at Au Imthi and Padampukhri. As part of the nationwide smart meter pakwara, the Department of Power Nagaland has intensified its efforts to create awareness on the benefits of smart metering and dispel misconceptions among consumers. The campaign is being observed across the country from February 9th to 23rd under the revamped distribution sector scheme and aims to build public confidence in the new metering technology. Chief Engineer Distribution and Revenue Power Department Nagaland said the department has undertaken several public outreach initiatives across the state. We have a report.
The public outreach initiatives of the Power Department on Smart Meter Pakwara include display of posters and banners, distribution of informative leaflets and setting up of information kiosks at subdivision offices and other high footfall locations to assist consumers. In addition, door-to-door outreach are being conducted to assist consumers in downloading the mobile application and demonstrate its usage in towns where smart meter installation has commenced. The department has urged citizens to visit the designated information kiosk for clarification on any queries or concerns regarding smart meters. Onnale Akashvani News, Kohima.
The chief engineer also requested consumers who already have smart meters installed to download the and register on the Smart Meters Nagaland mobile app available on the Google Play Store. In continuation of the review meeting held by Union Minister of State Independent Charge Dr. Jitendra Singh on June 17, 2025, the District Administration of Wokha signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Northeast Center for Technology Application and Reach, Nectar Shillong, at the DC Conference Hall today. The MOU focuses on collaborative research, innovation, technology adoption and sustainable livelihood initiatives in Wokha District. Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar said that with nearly 90% of the district's population dependent on agriculture, technological intervention is crucial for economic growth. He expressed hope that the collaboration would strengthen scientific support for farmers. Director General of Nectar, Dr. Arun Kumar Sharma, highlighted the ongoing organic farming initiatives under PM Divine, benefiting around 2,000 farmers from Nagaland. He also spoke on the banana pseudo-stem value addition project and assured technical support to the district. Community-managed seed system seed bank at Bhakti Village was virtually inaugurated during the program. PGS-1 scoop certificates were also distributed to master trainers. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will commence the process for the special intensive revision of electoral rules in 22 states and union territories from April 26 as the ongoing revision exercise in 13 others nears completion. Nagaland and other northeastern states are among the 22 states and union territories where the next round of SIR is scheduled to be undertaken. The ECI yesterday wrote to the chief electoral officers of these states and union territories directing them to complete preparatory work related to the special intensive revision of electoral rules in a time-bound manner. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A 9-day capacity building training for nearly 720 multitasking staffs, MTS, supervisors and sardars of the Nagaland Civil Secretariat is being held at Kohima. Organized by the Secretariat Administration Branch B of the Home Department, in partnership with the NGO Living for Environment, the program aims to improve professional standards and operational efficiency. We have a report.
The training, based on a 2019 Waste Assessment and Swachh Office Protocols, aligns with the new Solid Waste Management Rules 2026, effective from 1st April. Participants will learn modern sanitation and waste management practices, focusing on waste segregation and eco-friendly disposal. Additionally, technical aspects like equipment, maintenance, and personal hygiene will be covered. Practical training will follow in March, with LIFE assessing implementation and identifying areas for improvement. This initiative reflects the Home Department's commitment to making the Nagaland Civil Secretariat a model of cleanliness, efficiency, and sustainable administration. Onale, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Ministry of MSME, Government of India, MSME Development and Facilitation Office, Dimapur, in association with DIC Mon District, organized a one-day awareness workshop under PM Vishwakarma at DIC's Conference Hall, Mon, yesterday. During the technical session, Chief Manager SBI Mon, Robert Zosangliana, briefed the criteria for PM Vishwakarma loan. Manager SCK Aidan Mon, Mopat Talim Konyak N, spoke on entrepreneurial development and marketing strategies. He also dwelled and highlighted the Chief Minister's microfinance scheme and the criteria of loan. Inspector of Industry DIC Mon, Mansa Walim, shared the schemes under MSME and state government. A total of 101 artisans participated in the workshop. Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar, today conducted a one-day training and orientation on environment and social standards, ESS, for contractors of 16 Lighthouse School Complexes, LSCs, at the Directorate of School Education, Kohima. Advisor of School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekshulhule Yome, stressed that with rural schools in poor condition, timely completion of LSCs is crucial. He highlighted the need for strict environmental and social compliance, especially under global evaluation standards, noting that contractors' performance will influence Nagaland's future development prospects. Commission Secretary and Vice Chairperson of NECTAR Project Steering Committee, Kevilino Angami, said the LSCs, supported by the World Bank, the Department of Economic Affairs, and the state government, aim to serve as educational hubs in each district. The training covered labor welfare, workplace safety, health, prevention of sexual harassment, working conditions, and environmental protection. A free medical camp was organized today by the Zunepada Town Council in collaboration with the District Medical Department at the ZTC office. In his keynote address, ZTC Chairperson K. Herata Sukhalu stressed the importance of regular health checkups, noting India's high diabetes rates, and urging people, especially those aged 50 to 60, to maintain a proper diet and monitor their health. Dr. Akaho Sema, Senior Medical Officer, lauded ZTC's waste management system and noted that the hospital received the Kayakalp Award in 2024 for cleanliness and hygiene, along with a cash prize of 20 lakh rupees. The medical team provided free diagnosis, treatment and medicines for malaria, TB, HIV and other non-communicable diseases. And Member of Parliament from Shillong Parliamentary Constituency, Dr. Ricky Ajay Singhon, passed away last evening after suffering a massive cardiac arrest. He was 54. According to sources, the incident occurred while he was playing futsal at Mawiyong, where he suddenly collapsed. He was immediately rushed to the hospital. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Union Minister of State Bambhania asserts Centre's commitment to food security. Nagaland intensifies efforts to create awareness on benefits of smart metering and dispel misconceptions among consumers. Wokha District Administration signs MOU with Nectar Shillong on innovation, technology adoption and sustainable livelihood, and ECI to commence special intensive revision of electoral rules in 22 states and UTs, including Nagaland, from April. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.